Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. In today's episode, we're going to look at part two of our discussion, examining a concept presented in a video I saw from Brené Brown. Brown presented the concept that our personal worth and our value are not up for negotiation with others. I would love to hear what you're thinking about with this series of shows, and I invite you to use our SpeakPipe system where you can leave a voicemail message or send us an email. Both links are going to be in the show notes. On with part two of our discussion. Many of us have been conditioned to seek external validation to support our self-worth, whether through approval from others, achievements, collections of materials, or branded objects. Let's face it, we often look outside ourselves for validation. However, this reliance on external sources can come at a price, as it leaves us vulnerable to the fluctuations of others' opinions and possible changing of social conditions. Imagine this. You've just accomplished a major goal you've been working towards for months, and you feel a great sense of pride as you share this news with your friends and your family. Their congratulations and praise feel warm, and they confirm your inner sense that you've done something worthwhile and important. But what happens when that praise fades? What happens when you're left alone with your thoughts and your self-reflection? Do you still feel the same way? During this time of solitude is when you must confront the reality of external validation. It's fleeting. While it can provide a temporary boost to our self-esteem, relying completely on this external source for our sense of self-worth sets us up for possible insecurity or worse. I think a major point worth reflecting upon is the why. Why do we seek the external validation in the first place? Why does our ego drive us for that sense of validation? What part of our internal self-worth are we actually in control of? What are we missing in that inner self? The answer lies in our upbringing, our societal norms, and the human need for connection and belonging. Whatever quote-unquote it is different for each individual. There's no one-size-fits-all for this solution. We must also accept that humans are social creatures. From a young age, we're taught to seek approval from authority figures, our parents, our teachers, and later, peers. This approval serves as a form of validation, reinforcing our sense of worth and belonging to within the society. As we grow older, the desire for validation begins to expand beyond the personal circle of family and begins to include personal relationships, and finally, professional ones, with a sprinkling of social standards of success and achievement within society. The unwritten rule in play in American values to discuss here are that life is a contest, and the person who has the highest value wins. The reality is that the value can be measured in many ways. It's a moving target where the measurement is in the eyes of the viewer and not you as the individual. Think of it as your personal brand. It's not what you say it is, but rather what they say it is. Society then adds an additional level of complexity because we're bombarded with messages from media, advertising, social media, all telling us what we should look like, how much money we should make, what accomplishments are worthy of praise. It's easy to get caught up in this cycle of seeking validation from external sources and believing our worth is directly tied to the ability to meet these arbitrary standards. It's important to remember that all these external things, the messages from media, advertising, social media, don't have your personal best interests at heart. They are designed and sent to achieve someone else's goals and objectives, be it making money, swaying of public influence or public opinion, filling another person's need for validation or an ego stroke. The danger of relying on the external validation becomes apparent when we fail to meet these standards according to society or our own point of view. When that validation we seek is withheld, rejection, criticism, or indifference from others can leave us feeling inadequate, empty, unworthy. They can invalidate our self-esteem and our confidence. We stated in the first part of our series that personal worth is about recognizing the inherent dignity and worth that each of us possess simply by the virtue of being ourselves. So how do we break free from that trap of the external sources and develop a sense of our own self-worth internally that is independent of others' opinions? It starts with sincerely accepting that our worth and our value are inherent. Don't give lip service to this idea. Truly mean it. Our sense of self-worth is not built upon external factors or the approval of others. Each of us has a unique quality. We have unique strengths and abilities that make us valuable and worthy of love and respect, regardless of what society or others may say. The unspoken part of this is we must have the courage to love ourselves and believe in ourselves, sincerely valuing our uniqueness, not comparing it against those external sources. Developing self-compassion, self-acceptance, all of this is essential in this process. We must learn to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, especially in moments of self-doubt or criticism. Through acknowledgement of our imperfections and embracing our humanity, we can free ourselves from the need for external validation and find our internal validation from within. Celebrate your unique attributes. As we said, it's challenging to break free of this cycle and develop the courage and self-awareness to really follow ourselves. It means challenging societal norms, possibly redefining success and worth to fit our own terms. It means embracing our authenticity and in living alignment with our core values, regardless of what others say. Trust me, very few people will understand, and that's okay. They are not you. How can you expect them to understand? They don't have your inner sense of drive or purpose or share your core values necessarily. It also may require that you take a break from the echo chamber of the media messages on what their version of success looked like. You need to quiet all that external noise and focus internally to align with yourself. I encourage you to reflect on your relationship with the external sources. How much of your sense of worth is tied to the approval of others? What steps can you take to develop a deeper sense of self-worth that's independent of this external source? That's what I'm thinking about today. Join me in our next episode when we're going to discuss the fallacy of negotiating your self-worth. And I'll see you then.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.